Half Web Audio. Today's audio cast for Friday, May 12th, 2006 is made possible by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb's Audio News. Coming up, we'll recap the highlights of AvWeb's Thursday edition. But first, AvWeb's Mary Grady talks with Joe Walker, president of Atom Aircraft, about progress with their new A700 jet.
We've currently got about 500 hours on two of our test articles. We're progressing quite nicely. As you may recall in our press release last week or so, we hit our 41,000-foot mark and hit our speed number of 340 knots. Serial 2, as you may know, is our production-configured airplane, and we're currently installing a digital acquisition system in that airplane, and then we'll commence with our airspeed calibration test and then perform the takeoff and landing test, stall series test, all the aero work, propulsion, and fuel system test will be on serial number 2. Serial number 3 is currently under construction. We have about a third of the composite parts put together on serial number 3. That'll go into flight test late summer, early fall. That'll be our systems airplane. Serial number 4 will follow right behind it. That'll be our interior airplane and our F&R bird. And we're currently on track for certification end of this year.
The commonality with the A500, has that really made a difference in keeping you on track for certification?
As you may know, we're using about 65% of the parts on the A700 that are common to the certified A500. So that's accelerated our program significantly. Additionally, we're using engines that are already certified, the FJ33 Williams engines. So from a program risk mitigation perspective, with the two-thirds parts commonality, with the engine that's certified, the FADEC is the same one they're using on the Citation CJ3. Our avionics are coming from the A500, which are already certified with the exception of the engine instrumentation swap out. And then on the supplier side, we've got about 200 suppliers on the A500, and we'll be using roughly 90% of those same suppliers on the A700. And then additionally, on the static test side, we're using a substantial part of our A500 static testing. The fuselage is new on the A700. We're required to static test that fuselage up to 24 PSI, and I'm pleased to report that we've already done that and pressurized it up to more than 26 PSI. So we're in good shape on the A700 program.
And how has it been working with the FAA? Have they been available to work with you at the pace you'd like? Are they able to keep up?
We've got an extremely good relationship with the FAA. We're working hand-in-hand with them, and I think we're both working at approximately the same speed.
And you've got, about 280 orders for that jet. Do you have an idea what kind of rate you'll be able to produce them at for customers? And who are the customers? Are they corporate flight departments or individual buyers?
Yeah, I think the breakout, Mary, is on the A700. We've got roughly 65 owner-operators in the queue. 225 fleet operators, so almost 300 orders overall. And the owner-operators are primarily step-up customers that are in, say, single-engine pressurized turboprops or pressurized piston twins, and they're stepping up to the A700. And the fleet orders are mostly air taxi operators.
Do you have an idea of how fast you'll be able to fill those orders?
Currently, it's about the next available is positions probably 2 years out, mid-2008. Of course, we're ramping the A500 as we speak. We're currently doing one a month on the A500. We'll bring that up to six a month, probably sometime about this year, this time next year on the A500. And then we'll continue to ramp because of the commonality between the two. That's a pretty easy product mix between the two of them. We'll end up doing roughly six a month on the propeller airplane and 10 a month on the jet.
And what is the status on the A500? I know the original type certificate had certain restrictions on it. Is that still in the works?
Yeah, our baseline airplane was certified last year, and we're currently progressing quite nicely through the balance of the certification. We'll have our TIA for our night IFR in this month of May. Then we'll do our F&R next month, and we should have our TC by the end of the second quarter.
So you're planning to be at Oshkosh, I'm sure?
looking forward to seeing you and your readers there, and we should have a production A500 there with all the restrictions lifted, and we'll have at least one of the A700s there for your readership to look at.
Is there anything else new coming down the line that we should know about?
You know, new airframe development is the lifeblood of airframe manufacturers, so stay tuned.
That was AvWeb's Mary Grady speaking with Atom Aircraft President Joe Walker. In AvWeb's Thursday edition, we looked at the FAA's recent decision to take ADS-B off the radar scopes in Alaska, where it has helped to reduce accidents by up to 47% at the same time that the FAA in Washington was calling the technology the future of air traffic control. FAA officials told AvWeb the system, which provides radar-like services in remote areas where radar is not available, recently was evaluated and concerns arose that the separation standards used by controllers may not be clearly defined. FAA Administrator Marion Blakey said this week the system should be operational again by July, but meanwhile, aviation businesses and safety advocates in Alaska are fuming. Meanwhile, back in Michigan, organizers of a fly-in have been told that the FAA won't be charging them after all to provide air traffic services for the event. On Monday, AvWeb reported that the FAA had asked the nonprofit group to pay $3,200 for a temporary tower for one day. EAA intervened, and now the FAA says no user fees will be assessed. In the UK this week, a secret government report about UFOs from 6 years ago has just been uncovered. A journalism professor requested the document via a Freedom of Information law. The study concluded that UFOs pose no military threat and can be explained as aircraft or other weather phenomena. But skeptics and believers found the report unconvincing. For more details on these and other stories about technology of the future, FAA user fees, and aviation expansion in China, go to avweb.com and click on the link for Newswire Complete Issue. If you'd like to comment on any of our stories, email us at audionews@avweb.com. This report was written by Mary Grady and has been made possible by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. For more information, click on the AudioCast sponsors link. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Monday, May 15th. I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening.